All right. I'm very excited to be here today with Jolie Devoto, who is the founder and co-owner of Golden State Cider. Hi, Jolie.
Hello. It's good to be here. Can I call you Brian now officially?
You know, once you get the papers, you absolutely, you know, once you get that degree, you can call me, you know, you can call me Brian. Absolutely. I love that you feel comfortable calling me Brian, because I very rarely get that. That makes me feel good.
Yay.
Yay. Awesome. So Jolie, we're going to go through and we're going to walk our guests through your life and what your life's been like and getting you to this point. And I think that's really valuable, especially for, you know, our current and our prospective students to hear where you came from and to be able to relate. So for some, it might be hard to relate to someone who's the owner of a successful cider company. But I think once they, you know, when they hear about growing up and hearing about the things that you did growing up and that Cal Poly, I hope they can relate in a big way. So let's start from the top. Where are you from originally?
I'm from Sebastopol, California. It's a little town in western Sonoma County.
Oh, all right. So big time wine country, farming area, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rolling hills.
Beautiful rolling hills and lots of apple orchards.
Nice. I love it. So what was it like? Tell me what it was like growing up in Sebastopol.
It was amazing. There was a lot of nature around. So I literally grew up running through fields of sunflowers and just having a great appreciation for nature. And I think that's something that I still carry and still hold near and dear to my heart.
Nice. So you didn't have nature deficit disorder growing up, huh?
Exactly.
Nice. I love it. So tell me about your parents. What did your parents do while you were growing up?
My parents were full-time farmers. They both grew up in Berkeley, California, and went up one day to visit some friends in Sonoma County. It was one of those beautiful sunny days where you never want to leave, and they ended up buying a little place. My dad was a carpenter at the time, and he built them a house on this little 3-acre piece of land, and my mom started taking farming classes, learning how to grow flowers and microgreens. And there happened to be some apples on the property. So they really jumped in and created their own farming business. And they did that full time their entire careers.
Oh, wow. What a great story. I don't think I knew that backstory. That is really cool. Did you have any siblings growing up?
Yes, I'm the middle child. I have two sisters. One is now in Portland, Oregon, and she's a dietitian and a diabetic educator. She works with a lot of kids, helping them learn how to manage their diabetes when they're first diagnosed. And then my younger sister is a CPA in New York City.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
You have a couple of really cool places to get to visit. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Portland and New York City. That is awesome. I love Portland. One of my best friends lives there. And I just love it. In fact, we went up and visited her on her farm, and my kids were like, really, really mad at me when we left. They were like, no, we want to move in here. we don't have sheep, Daddy. I'm like, no, we don't. So what were you like as a kid in terms of, you know, you said that you connected with nature, but, you know, what was your identity as a kid?
I think I was kind of a dreamer as a kid, and I wanted to be a rock star, an artist, a doctor, all at the same time. And
love that. That's great.
I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, I love it. That is so cool. So let's, you know, when we talk about dream jobs, so you just said rock star, doctor, all those things. Was that kind of, were you just a dreamer, or did you have an ideal dream job? Did you think about that at all? Or?
Well, once I got to Cal Poly, I got really into fermented fruit and the idea of having an experience around this beautiful fermented fruit, which is now cider for me.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to be a winery owner since that time on. And cider is wine. It's just what apples are to cider is what wine is to grapes.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, let's transition to those formative college years. What first attracted you to Cal Poly? Was there any connection?
No, it was pretty much the weather and and the school itself and the learn by doing philosophy.
Right. But you didn't have any family? You didn't have any family or friends that had come or anything like that, or?
I had cousins who had attended Cal Poly and they loved it.
Okay.
And they always said great things, but I knew I wanted to go there as soon as I did my little college tour with my mom, visited all of these California universities, and Cal Poly was just a great fit. It felt good there.
Okay, cool. What about the major? Did your parents right away like the choice of major? What was the experience like choosing a major? I know that's always kind of a difficult one since you have to declare before you even come.
Yeah. Well, I am extremely happy with the major I chose, and so were my parents. When I was in high school, it felt like I spent way more time in extracurricular activities than I did in school, and this was just a great fit for me. Recreation, Parks, and Tourism Administration, as it was then.
Yeah.
I learned so much about so much that I do now.
Awesome. That's very cool. That's very cool to hear. So tell me about your time at Cal Poly. You said you really started getting interested in the fermentation process and that sort of thing. Did you, what was your experience like at Cal Poly? Like, were you involved in things? What did you do while you were here?
Well, I was a ballroom dancer. I was on the Cal Poly dance sport team.
Were you really? I don't think I knew that. That's very cool.
Yeah, so I did a lot of traveling and spent a lot of time dancing the first few years. And then I luckily had the major that I did. So I was kind of forced, thankfully, to experience, I think it was 3,000 hours in the field.
1,000, yeah.
It was 1,000.
That's 1,000, right. Yeah. I love that, though. 3,000. People freak out about 1,000. I love that you're like, please, it was like 3,000, whatever.
Yeah. No, but that was awesome because I got to volunteer for all of these events that sounded really interesting, and it gave me a reason to go and experience different events and different sectors of the experience industry.
Yeah, I love that. Cool. Yeah, that's so cool. So, you know, I ask every podcast guest this, and I love hearing all of the different answers. But when you think about Cal Poly, what was like the one most memorable experience or one most memorable thing that really stands out from your time here in SLO?
I think one of my most standout memories was when I was on the committee to plan the Vines to Wines Club's annual fundraiser and their winemaker dinner.
Yeah.
And that was just awesome for a lot of reasons, but it was nice to take all of the knowledge of event planning and working with people to execute this really cool vision.
Right. I bet that gave you a lot of confidence into stepping out and doing what you ended up doing. To know that you could pull off something like that. Is that the truth or?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think one of the biggest takeaways really from Cal Poly was just learning how to work with people. I work with people every single day, you know, trying to hold people accountable. Now we have 40 employees and it's a real skill that I'm still developing, but yes. Without that time at Cal Poly, I never could have executed a vision with a group of people.
Right.
So I realized that, you know, with a group of people, you're so much stronger if you have a shared vision and shared goals.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we hear from time to time from a few isolated students, like there's too much group work. But when we go out into the industry and when we talk to alumni like you, they say pretty definitively that Cal Poly students and their ability to work in teams, their ability to work in groups is you know, is what sets them apart. It's a strategic advantage. And so it's pretty cool to hear you say that. So let's talk about, you know, what everyone, every current student is interested in, and that's your internship. Like, how did you get your internship? Where did you complete your internship?
I completed my internship at Vista Tui Winery in St. Helena in the Napa Valley. And I planned weddings and special events.
Very cool. I'm pretty sure we have like a pipeline to Vista Tui. Were you like one of the first ones? Were you one of the first ones, or did somebody else, had someone else already worked there?
It was Carly Rose Pastrama. Do you remember her?
I do. Yes. Absolutely.
So she was hired, I believe, as a director or manager of this whole program.
Yeah.
And so she brought a lot of Cal Poly people on.
Very cool. I knew there was a connection. I couldn't remember what it was. So what was that experience like? Like, what did you end up doing there at Vista Tui?
I learned how to work with brides, first of all. No, but I learned how to be organized, more organized than I am, and just manage the moving pieces all at once to execute this beautiful experience for people who may not have any idea of, you know, the makings behind wine. Right. It was our job to educate people on Vista Tui's wines and share this amazing experience with them that we set up.
Right. So you were involved in wedding planning, and then you ended up getting married. So you kept it in perspective, right? I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, let's talk about that next phase. So after your internship, how long was it before you started Golden State Cider? Tell us the story about how that, you know, I know you didn't jump right away out of from an internship to start a company, but tell us the arc of the company there.
Sure. So just after my internship, I did a lot of traveling. I decided to move to San Francisco for a faster pace of life.
Right.
And that's where I met my husband. I was working at Whole Foods Market in their produce and floral department. One of the crops that my parents grew was cut flowers, so I knew a lot about flowers. And it was a really fun time in life, you know, living in the city and trying to think of what it was that I really wanted to do. And luckily, my husband loves traveling as well. So we went to Europe for a few months, and that's where we fell in love with Sidra cider. And we worked on a biodynamic vineyard and jumped into the cider industry right away and talked to everybody we knew and tasted literally every single cider we could get our hands on. And we still do that to this day because we love the liquid. But it's all part of the learning process.
Right.
And so in 2012, my husband and I moved back to my parents' farm in Sonoma County. And at that point in time, the Gravenstein apple industry in Sonoma County was having a really difficult time. And apples were falling on the ground because farmers couldn't pick them and sell them profitably. They were literally losing money every single year, so they just let their apples fall on the ground. And the Gravenstein apple is a hugely important heirloom apple in Sonoma County. And so we came back and we're like, what can we do to save this variety and to introduce it to a whole new generation of people? And cider just made sense for us.
Yeah.
We started our little fermentation project with 2,000 gallons of Gravenstein cider that we sold at farmers markets in the Bay Area alongside the farm's flowers and apples. And that's what we did the first few years and learned a lot. And then in 2014, we bought a canning line and the rest was history.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, I can't tell you how much it makes me smile whenever I see Golden State Cider. And I'm just so proud of what you've built. And you know, I was at Luna Red last week and we had a friend up from LA and we were looking at the list, and I was like, "Oh, there, Golden State Cider. Look, and I know her." And she was, and the woman was like, "What do you mean you know her?" I was like, "I know the owner. She's one of my students." And she was like, "Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, but But so tell us, like, you know, when you think about these last 7 years, like what have been some of the takeaways? Like, what advice would you have for young entrepreneurs out there who think to themselves, "Hey, I have an idea, I have a passion, I want to start a company." What would you say to them?
I think the first thing I would say to them is get used to the idea of hustling, because it's a real hustle.
Yeah.
You know, starting a company from the ground up. I didn't know then what I know now, and now that I think about it, I was crazy to do that.
Yeah.
But I would definitely do it again.
Right.
It took a lot of hard work, and you know, just believing in the vision of growing apples through cider. That's hugely important, and that's what keeps me going every day, knowing that we're buying more of the local heirloom varieties every single year to help save those varieties that are such a huge part of this agricultural story in California.
Yeah, I love that. I love hearing that's the roots, right? The roots was all about wanting to save something that you cared about. And, you know, the doldrums of a long day, the doldrums of a long year, when it's all said and done, caring about something like that can really, really help you push through, you know?
Sure.
And so that, I think that's just fabulous. And, you know, just, I just love hearing that. So what's the future hold for Jolie DeVoto? What do you see in 5, 10, 15, 20 years? What do you hope to accomplish through?
Well, on a personal note, I'd love to have a family.
Nice.
At some point in the next few years.
Yeah.
But professionally, I'd love to keep doing what I'm doing in building that momentum and building that education for apples and for cider in the state of California.
Yeah.
I love farming. It's something I grew up with and I think I'll end up with in the end. And, just growing more apples and more cool varieties.
Very cool. So, hey, just briefly here, you know, I heard you say, even though you, you know, we had not made the transition to experience industry management when you were here, I've heard you mention that experience a few times as a very big part of what you guys do. Can you talk about that aspect? You know, we're really trying to focus on helping students to understand more what it means to create or help to co-create these memorable experiences. So how do you guys try to do that at Golden State Cider?
Yes, good question. So I think we approach it from a very interesting perspective, and we're a manufacturer and of cider, and you know, we're making a product. And we're marketing it in a way where we want everyone to have a great experience every single time they drink it.
Right.
And it all comes from that root of experience. And so making sure that, you know, we market the product properly has been a huge thing, and something that I think is a great investment for any budding entrepreneur to hold on to. Make sure you have good marketing and a good marketing plan behind that.
Right.
Thinking back to Cal Poly, my senior project was based in agritourism, and that whole idea of bringing people to a farm and kind of gauging people's interest.
Yeah.
And I think I see that more and more throughout what I'm doing in the agricultural industry in Sonoma County. People want to connect with a farm, they want to connect and have that experience. And so how do you bring that experience to every single person who drinks a can of our cider?
Yeah. I love
and it. It's extremely relevant, even though it's not, you know, we're not necessarily marketing an experience. Where, you know, people are going out on kayaks every single day.
Right.
We're marketing this idea of this experience and having a very good understanding of what that should be and how we want people to feel.
Exactly. Wow. Very, I love the way you articulated that. That's awesome. Well, look, I know you're super busy, and I really appreciate the time that you've taken with us today. I cannot thank you enough. And every time I drink a Golden State cider, I think about you. And like I said, we're very proud of you here, and support you a great deal. So know that, and just very very love catching up with you.
Likewise.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Thank you.
Thank you.